So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. I don't know what that is, but I hope you're well. Anyway, it's the day before. It all goes absolutely crazy because of the interest rate rises that we're expecting tomorrow. Some people are saying it's 0.5%. Some people are saying it's 0.75%. Some people are actually saying that they reckon there will be 2 3/4% increases. That's 1.5%. That's a lot of money. You know, if you're a portfolio landlord like I am, and you take on a 1.5% mortgage increase, and I know what people are going to say, yeah, but interest rates are historically low, and I'm going to get to that about why that's true, but also inaccurate. It's true, but it's inaccurate. How can that be? I'll get to it. So we do get a 1.5% interest rate, then obviously for portfolio landlords, it's going to cause quite a few issues. And the reason why it's going to cause quite a few issues and why I say, yes, interest rates have been historically low, but also they also haven't, is because of a little thing called Section 24. And this is a bit that we didn't have before these interest rate rises. And this is a bit that no one's talking about in the media. No one seems to get this or understand this. And it's like, how can you get this through these thick people's brains who write the articles for the Financial Times and the BBC and the Guardian, who think they know everything about property, and yet they just can't seem to work out Section 24. In fact, they've never even heard of it. I've asked them time and time again, completely ignored, obviously, because I'm just a nobody, evicting tenants who can't pay their rent increases right now. If I'm doing that, thousands of other landlords are doing that as well. We've got rent increases going through the bloody roof right now. So, but they don't get it. They don't understand Section 24. And so what happens is, before, when we had 5 or 6% interest rate rises, and your mortgage is 750 and your rental income is 1,000. But if you're a 40% taxpayer, you're already paying £400 a month in tax. So your income isn't 1,000. Your income's actually only 600. You still got the mortgage that you have to pay, and then maintenance and voids and service charges and ground rents and all these different things. And this is the bit that kind of annoys me. People kind of don't understand what's going on. But look, I think there's massive opportunity coming on right now. So let's run through them. We got three here that we'll go through. So obviously we've got interest rate rises. And there's such a disconnect, isn't there, between what the government thinks is a good thing and actually what the Bank of England is doing. Just a massive disconnect. So Liz Truss is on about cutting national insurance. There's a national insurance rise. We're going to cut that back, apparently, in Friday's emergency budget. But ask them, why are you doing that? Oh, but we're doing it to put more money in people's pockets, because don't you know people can't afford their gas and energy bills, right? So you're doing that, but you've got the Bank of England increasing interest rates and taking more money out of people's pockets in order to control inflation, and you're putting money back in people's pockets to do what? To give them more money to spend on? Where's the sense in that? It's an utter disconnect. And, you know, our country is screwed. I nearly swore then. Our country is absolutely screwed with this level of thinking. How did we find ourselves in this position where these thick shits, that's a swear word, these thick shits can't get themselves into a position of actually understanding what's going on in a property market? It just beggars belief. It beggars belief. Can you tell we're passionate about this? It's just annoying because these people are in charge and they don't understand the actual effects that it's having. I've had a number of tenants in tears in the last 30 days because we're talking about rent increases. Some of the tenants, we pay their gas and electricity bills, and we've put rents up for those, and we're going, I can't afford a rent increase. And I'm like, it's not a rent increase, it's a fuel increase. It's not the same thing. Oh, well, Leeds City Council told me you can't put rent up. Leeds City Council can spin on it. We had a tenant say that Leeds City Council is demanding to know, listen to the language, they're demanding to know why you're putting rents up. Now, the first thing that I said, and I'm going to swear, the first thing is, because I said so, motherfucker, it's not up to Leeds City Council to determine what the rent rate is. It's up to me what my mortgage is, what the market is, and what tenants will pay. It's not up to Leeds City Council. So after I got off my high horse, I wrote a two-page letter fully explaining the effects of all of the government interventions that we've had for the last 4 or 5 years, including Section 24, including selective licensing, including removal of wear and tear, including addition of 3% of stamp duty for second home buyers. All this stuff is having an effect on why rents are going up. And also interest rate rises will have to push some rents up. And again, we go back to this idea of, yeah, but landlords' costs haven't increased. Have they not? Really? Section 24 hasn't increased significantly people's tax. My tax went through the bloody roof. No income extra was earned, but my tax increased significantly because of Section 24, because I bought through my own name rather than a commercial company. That's what we did. That was the whole point. Anyway, number two then. This is why, by the way, property investors and deal sources right now, like, you should be getting ready with your leaflet campaigns. There are going to be thousands of people rushing to put their properties on the market. And in fact, that's already happening. In fact, can I show you? Let's show you in Leeds City Centre. So I've got one of mine going up for sale in this location, 8WG, I think. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share this page for you in a second. Let me just find this and then I'm going to share. So here we go. Wowzers. Okay, so let's go. Oh, let's just do this page. Okay, let me share this screen for you and then you can see. And I apologize, by the way, if you're listening to a podcast right now, obviously you can't see it because this is a visual form of it one, but I will explain it anyway. So let me just share this screen, this one right here. That's fine. And then there we go. Okay. So right here, I've got one of these coming up for sale right now. And when we looked at this like a month ago, and this is just in this very specific postcode. If we did up to quarter mile around, just flats, maximum of two beds, just to try and get flats here. And then let's do it in lowest price. I mean, goodness me. Like a month ago, we had three flats. Okay. Now we've got all of these are apartments. Look at all of this. We've got 31 apartments. Look at all these. All exactly the same. Now, I actually quite like Aspect 14 as a development. It's quite nice. Got a couple in there. But we're going to start selling up some of these. All of these have flooded the market. And they've all come onto the market. There's 31 properties. Now, Aspect 14 alone, there were just three. Let's count them now. So we've got one there. We got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, don't know if that's one, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, just on page one, we counted that one, 14, 15, 16, 17, goodness me, we've got 17 properties come on the market in this one postcode alone. All of these are buy to let, pretty much all of them. Newly decorated and brand new carpets. That was an investor who's done it up and sold it. Investment opportunity, ground floor, open to owner occupiers. That's a rental guarantee. That one's a rental. Like a ridiculous amount of properties has been flooding the marketplace. And so we know this. And so if there's all these properties coming out onto the marketplace, do you think that some landlords are more desperate than other landlords? Absolutely. So, like, you should be, not that these developments like people being leafleted, but you should leaflet the developments. Like, if you're a property sourcer and you're looking for deals right now, and by the way, it's not just rent, it's not just property sourcing deals to buy deals, it's rent to renters have a massive opportunity right now. Let's have a look in LS1. I just realized I'm not sharing a screen. 5PZ is a postcode I know. Let's do half a mile around, and I'll just share this screen again. Let's have a look at this quarter mile. Okay, let's have a look. Oh, it's only 11. It's not as much as I expected. So let's just do LS1 and find out what the damage is there. We know it's not going to be pretty. LS1. Another 31. So right there in LS1 and LS2, the LS2 postcode is just on the outskirts of Leeds, but it's classed as City Centre. There's 62 City Centre flats going up for sale right there. I mean, Wellington Street guide prices of 85, 70 grand on a guide price because it's going to auction. I mean, you've got opportunities here if you're a property sourcer. The thing that you need to understand is how to get access to all these properties. Is it leaflet drops? Is it Facebook ads? Is it estate agents? And the answer is all of those things, but knowing how to do all of those things is another matter than just simply saying, yeah, it's all of those things. Some of these, interestingly, some of these are ones that I used to own one in here. Let me see if it's the same one. That's very funny. It's not the same one, actually. It's different. But all of these are coming up for sale. Huge amounts of properties are coming up for sale, and the market's been flooded. Now, by the way, we just looked at city centre, which tends to be landlord stuff. And also in a city centre, you've got all the cladding issues. So some of these people can't actually sell some of these. On the Bedford Street one, you can't actually buy in this one here. This has to be cash buyers because there's no EWS1 certificate in place. Knowing that they haven't got their EWS1 certificate, and there's a number of other difficulties with this particular development, which are preventing people to sell. And I know this because I own two in that development. We can't sell them. But this one, for example, could be a perfect rent-to-rent. But it means you're going to have to go through Park Row Properties based in Sherbourne. No idea who they are. You might have to explain what rent-to-rent is. That's a pull-down bed, by the way, that pulls back up and goes into the cupboard. And also, I know there's a window there. I actually don't think there's a window in this apartment. I think if it is, it's an internally faced window and you're probably looking at a brick wall, so it's not the best. But great opportunity for rent to rent if you know how to. I just realised I'm sharing this and you can't actually see it, so let me share it again. Great rent to rent opportunity on this one if you know how to get in touch with the agent and what to say. This here, by the way, is the pull down bed. So literally, you can see the mechanism underneath. The bed just actually goes back up into the wardrobe, and so it's hidden. And then you pull your dining table out because it's a studio. I know that because I had a studio in there ages ago that we sold. This one here, just on the front. I do regret selling that one actually. But anyway, there you go. So good opportunities, I think, for property sourcers to get out there, but you're going to have to put the work in. Like, people go, oh, property sourcing, I'm going to be a property sourcer. Brilliant. It's really hard. Make no bones about it. It's really difficult, but we know people are making a lot of money from sourcing deals. We know people sourcing deals from rent to rent and then selling those rent to rent deals on. We know people who are sourcing properties and selling them over to buyers from Hong Kong, for example. Like, they've got a direct line. And actually, we know quite a few people are selling into Hong Kong buyers because Hong Kong trying to get the money out, and I've been for a number of years. And also right now, the UK is on sale. It's on sale for a number of reasons, the biggest of which is Brexit, which basically tanked our currency. And now, are we on parity with our currency, with a dollar pound rate? A dollar to pound. Let's have a look. 88 pence will get you a dollar. And that's the worst it's been in quite. Goodness me. Let me share this as well for you. This is pretty bad. Let's have a look. This one. Should I look at, make that screen bigger? Anyway, this is after a year. I probably can. I just have to control V it. There we go. This is over the last year, and over the last 5 years, the pound is the worst it's ever been. The previous highest was 86 pence to the dollar. Now it's 88, and the lowest it was on May 21 at 71 pence. And let's just pull out the max. And the previous worst was back in 1985. So that's like, you know, we talk about Brexit. We don't talk about Brexit, actually, do we? Because Brexit's this perfect thing that where everybody's very happy with how it's all turned out, if you read any of the media. But that's where we are with this. Pretty shocking stuff here. But it means the UK is on sale. So foreign buyers, like, and now piling into the UK and have been for quite some time because the pound is doing so badly. And so if you're able to source deals, looking for overseas buyers is a really good way of actually finding people who can buy some of these deals that you're getting. But you need to know how to go out and find them, of course. Okay, so we've talked about landlords flooding the market. I think done that to death. Let's talk about the final one, the nail in the coffin. Homeowners struggling with energy bills. Do you think right now, as we're heading towards Christmas, we've got Christmas coming up and people spending more money than they can actually afford. Do you think right now that people are like getting themselves into financial difficulties? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to turn all your electricity off? You're going to turn all your heat off? Even if you do that, you've got standing charges, which miraculously have increased. And the funniest one, of course, is for people who went to green energy and it's wind powered. What, how come my standing charges increased and my energy prices have increased? It's wind power. The price of wind's not gone up. And it's because the cheeky buggers on energy, they take all of the energy, they work out who's got the highest cost of acquiring that energy, and they use that for your bills. Like, tell me something isn't broken without telling me tell me something's broken without telling me something's broken. Tell me something is dodgy as high hell without telling me something is dodgy as high hell. Okay, take a look at how the energy companies price gouge and literally rip off the UK population. What does the UK population do? It'll be fine. We'll just ignore it. Mustn't grumble. It's ridiculous. But we're going to reach a point, an impasse, probably in January or February when all the credit card statements come in. You've got higher bills coming in October. You've got previous energy increases. It's all right for Liz to turn around and go, oh, well, we're going to cap this now and we're going to cap business increases for 6 months, which is something that's coming out on Friday as well. It's too late. Prices have shot up already. Prices have gone up at least double, especially for businesses. And my own prices, you know, we were paying £165 on one. That's gone up to £397. So that's more than double, almost three times the amount that we were paying on one of our two flats split into one house split into two flats. We pay for the energy. And then another one on a HMO. It's basically the same story. It's ridiculous how much energy prices have gone up. And so do you think then that homeowners might actually be struggling right now? Like, hell, they were struggling a year ago. We just come out of a pandemic. We've got what we got. We had Brexit before that. We've got Ukraine war. And by the way, and I know this is quite controversial saying this. I don't know if you know this, but you and I, we're actually at war with Russia right now. I don't kind of know if you know that, except it's not a warfare by traditional means with tanks and missiles and guns. It's warfare from basically turning off the little tap and shoving our energy bills up through the roof. And we're literally at war. We don't even talk about this idea about being at war with Russia because they've constricted our supply of energy and pushed prices up, which is causing people to freeze to death and starve to death because you're choosing between heating and eating. And people just don't kind of make that connection. I don't rattle on about it because it's a little bit controversial. But it's what's happening out there. But do you think right now homeowners are really struggling, have been struggling because of Brexit and then the pandemic, and then the war, Ukraine. And then obviously we had a week off for the Queen. You know, we're literally driving the bus into recession. What do we do? Let's have a week off, everybody. All networking events were cancelled. I was in Leeds last week. Nothing was on. Not just on the bank holiday Monday, where people's cancer appointments that were waited for 12 months and cancer operations that were waited for longer than that were getting cancelled. No, no, let's cancel everything for the whole week. It's crazy. We're just anything to distract us as a society. The UK is like, oh, shiny butterfly. Let's go concentrate on that and focus on that so we don't have to avoid the shit that we're driving into right now. It's crazy. But look, while everybody else is doing that, there are still consequences. And those consequences are they're not going to be able to meet the bills. And for you as a property sourcer, a deal sourcer, someone who's looking to get into rent to rent, all of that stuff, for me, I think that means opportunity right now. And you should be taking advantage of that opportunity. You should be going out there and dropping your leaflets and going to networking events and finding buyers and finding properties and speaking to as many people as possible and going out and finding deals, packaging up these deals and selling these deals on. And don't worry about making £3,000 a deal or £2,000 a deal. Sell your first deal, make £100. And people think that's crazy. It's one of the things we talk about in the training. I don't want you to go out and make £3,000 on your first deal. I want you to get your first deal across the line because your first deal across the line is always the hardest deal for you to get across the line. It always is. Doesn't matter what the price is. Doesn't matter what your commission is. It could be £5,000. It could be £1. getting that first one across the line is the most important thing for you. Because once you've done one and you then get familiar with the process, you can do more. So even if you want to make 500 pounds, all right, 100 quid's probably a little bit low, but 500 quid, brilliant. Forget about how many hours you've worked for that and your income per hour. It's all completely irrelevant. You get paid twice in this world, twice. The first is in experience. The second is in money. Everybody wants the money without having to go through the experience. Get the experience first. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. And we will catch up with you guys on the next podcast. I don't know when that will be. I expect it might well be tomorrow. Drowning my sorrows over yet another interest rate rise. And then we'll probably do one on Friday, drowning my sorrows over Liz's ridiculous budget that's just probably going to make the very wealthy even wealthier and help nobody else. But we'll see. Maybe she'll be amazing as a prime minister, but my money's not on that, quite frankly. Anyway, we'll catch up with you hopefully tomorrow, and we'll speak to you then. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.